We're doing Rabbeinu the Drashot Aran. V'zeu perush etzli. We're on page Shin Samach Aleph in the Mosad of Kuk edition. V'zeu etzli perush mashamru zal. This is what our sages explained. Anochi v'lo yelcha mipi ha'gvura shamanum. That we heard the first two commandments directly from Hashem, right? The first two commandments are in first person. The other commandments are in third person. The first two, I am Hashem, your God. You should not have any other being you fear but me. Later on, it says, don't take Hashem's name in vain. Hashem speaking in third person, right? And if we go the way Maimonides explained, that the reason people were pagans is because they thought they'd honor Hashem through honoring the other forces in the world. And really, there's no logic. It was all a mistake. The Ran said, there was a logic to paganism. They saw benefits from it. They had figured out a science. It was prohibited to go that route. It is prohibited to go that route. But it's not all stupid. The Rambam says it's all an error. And if it's the way Maimonides explains, so we have to wonder what's going on here. We know that the more unnatural, the more counterintuitive something is, the more you need to convince someone to believe it, right? We all know that way. If something seems real strange, you're not going to buy into it so easily. The less logical it is, the more you need to be convinced. But the more logical something seems, the more easy it is to believe it. If I tell you, look, you're going to be real healthy, if every morning you stand on your head for 2 minutes and then jump 10 times and then stand on your head again, you're not going to understand why should that work. But if I come and I say, you add olive oil to your diet, that's going to help your cholesterol, and it makes a lot of sense, and it'll help your focus, and it even helps your teeth. Okay, you've heard a lot of benefits of olive oil. You haven't heard that it helps your teeth, so you're willing to believe it. You're willing to try it. It's not so far-fetched. You never heard of standing on your head being beneficial for you, so that's difficult to believe. Being that our forefathers weren't fools, they weren't gullible, kara'u lahem. What's fitting is that if they're the chosen people, they shouldn't be gullible. They shouldn't be easily deceived. It would seem that they would only accept something if it's been fully proven. We find in numerous places in the Torah that the people were questioning. Moshe comes to take water out of a rock, and the people tell him, well, if you're a messenger of Hashem, we will choose the rock. They're testing Moshe. So we see in numerous places in the Torah that the people were not ready to believe just anything. It would seem that Hashem has to command them the mitzvos that are more distant from logic. But things that seem so logical, what do I need Hashem to tell them? If Rambam says paganism is completely illogical, why does Hashem have to step on the scene and say, only me? If nothing else is logical, if everything else is foolish, like the Rambam writes, if there's no real logic to paganism, so then why does Hashem come and say personally, I'm telling you I'm the only one, only worship me, don't worship other beings? We have many forms of logic that we all accept and no one has to prove it to us. Hashem doesn't have to step up and tell us. You don't have to prove to someone that two is greater than one, that the whole is greater than a part of the whole, right? That the pie is greater than one of the slices. We all know that. Things that are logical to us, you don't need anyone to prove to you. So let's take the Rambam's first mitzvah. There is a first cause. Hashem created the world, like the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvot, and the Rambam elaborates on this. The Rambam says, the most fundamental point, the most basic pillar of wisdom, is that you know that there's a first cause. But this is logical. You look at the world and you say, how did this get here? I didn't bring it here. There's got to be a cause. No one argues that there's a cause. that this came from somewhere. So why does Hashem have to say this commandment? If it's like the Rambam says, that it's just a question of there being a first cause, why does Hashem have to say it? It would seem that we would believe Moshe more easily that Hashem is the first cause than when Moshe commands us, don't put on wool and linen together. Why? Explain that, Moshe. What's wrong with wearing wool and linen together? I want to hear that from Hashem, says the Ran. I would understand why Hashem has to say that. Why does Hashem have to say, Anochi, it's only me? According to the Rambam, Ran says, I have just told you, says the Ran, that there are forces out there and the pagans knew how to tap them. And that's why Hashem has to say, even though you'll see other forces, I want you to know I'm the one running everything. Listen, don't go with other forces. According to me, says the Ran, that makes sense. According to the Rambam, you're taking the most logical mitzvah. And on that Hashem has to tell us, we'll just finish the last sentence with Chen Rui Shiyamin Yoter Bema Shamar Lo Yel Chaloim Achim Al Panai Mi Bema Shamar Sadecha Lo Tizrak Kinaim. It seems, according to the Rambam, it's easier to believe I shouldn't worship other gods than the commandment I shouldn't crossbreed when I plant. Ki Yeru B'Tchilat Amachshava Shadat Notenet Chen Rui Lavod Shum Devar Bilti Hashem Itbarach Levado. According to Rambam, the most logical thing is I shouldn't worship any other being. If that's the most logical thing, if there's nothing there to confuse me, then I didn't need Hashem to tell me that mitzvah. And so the Ran says, this is another support for my position, even though the Ran didn't prove it. He says, it seems logical to me. He doesn't have proof to it. He says, it seems logical to me that there must have been some benefit that they could actually point to as they went their pagan ways. They weren't just being foolish. The Ran says, I don't have proof, but my logic dictates that people that it's not like the Rambam. It seems to me like people thought they had something, they were onto something, there seemed to be a system they could tap into, and that's why the Torah has to warn you of it. And that, says the Ran, is further supported by the idea that Hashem has to personally command us, I am the only one, don't have other beings that you worship.